He felt a glow of admiration. They were good. "What now?" he datavised. Nobody responded. "What now?" he asked loudly. "Reconnaissance and evaluation," said Jenny, who had just realized even short-range datavises were being disrupted. "We're still not out of that jamming effect." There was a silent orange flash above her. The top third of the tree, 10 meters to her left, began to topple over, hinging on a section of trunk that was mostly charred splinters. Just as it reached the horizontal, the rich green plumes at the top caught on fire. They spluttered briefly, belching out a ring of blue-grey smoke, then the fire really caught. 2 Venals leapt out, squeaking in pain, their hides badly scorched. Before the whole length of wood crashed down, the plumes were burning with a ferocity which matched the sun. The horses reared up, whinnying alarm. They were pulled down by boosted muscles. Jenny realized the animals were rapidly becoming a liability as she clung on to hers. Her neural nanonics reported the suit sensors had detected a maser beam striking the tree, which was what snapped it, but there was no detectable follow-up energy strike to account for the ignition. Dean's sensors had also detected the maser beam. He fired a 50-shot barrage back along the line. The fallen tree's tip fizzled out. All that was left was a tapering core of wood and a heap of ash. Blackened ground creepers smouldered in a wide circle around it. "What the hell did that?" Dean asked. "No data," Jenny answered. "But it isn't going to be healthy." Globules of vivid white fire raced up the trunks of several nearby trees, like some bizarre astral liquid. Bark shriveled and peeled off in long strips behind them, the naked wood below roaring like a blast furnace as it caught alight. The flames redoubled in vehemence. Jenny, Will, and Dean were surrounded by 12 huge torches of brilliant fire. Jenny's retinal implants struggled to cope with the vast photon flood. Her horse reared up again, fighting her, neck sweeping from side to side in an effort to make her let go, forelegs cycling dangerously close to her head. She could see the terror in its eyes, foam sprayed out of its mouth to splatter her suit. "Save the equipment," she shouted. "We can't hang on to the horses in this." Will heard the order as his horse began bucking, its hind legs kicking imaginary foes. He drove his fist into its head, catching it between the eyes, and it froze for a second in stunned surprise, then slowly buckled, collapsing onto the ground. One of the blazing trees gave a single creak of warning and keeled over. It slammed down on the horse's back, breaking ribs and legs, searing its way into the flesh. Oily smoke billowed up. Will darted forward and tugged at the saddle straps. His suit datavised an amber alert to his neural nanonics as the heat impact of the flames gusted against the outer layer. Balls of orange flame were hurtling through the air above him, spitting greasy black liquids, venals fleeing and dying as their roosts were incinerated. Small withered bodies hit the ground all around, some of them moving feebly. Dean and Jenny were still struggling with their horses, filling the air with confused curses. Will's suit sounded a preliminary caution that thermal input was reaching the limit of the handling capacity. He felt the saddle strap give and jumped backwards, hugging the equipment packs. The suit's outer dissipator layer glowed cherry red as it radiated away the excess heat, and wisps of smoke rose from around his feet. More trees were falling as the flame consumed the wood at a fantastic rate. For one nasty moment, they were completely penned in by a rippling fence, made up from solid sheets of that strange, lethal white flame. Jenny salvaged her equipment packs from her horse and let go of the bridle. It raced away blindly, only to veer to one side as another burning tree fell in its path. One of the fiery venals landed on its back, and it charged straight into the flames, screaming piteously. She watched it tumble over. It twitched a couple of times, trying to regain its feet, then flopped down limply. By now a ring of ground 100 meters in diameter was burning, leaving just a small patch at the center untouched.